latest team news from clubcall.com.
These latest Manchester City headlines, reaction from manager Pep Guardiola to the dramatic 3-3 draw with Celtic in the Champions League on Wednesday evening. Guardiola admits that his City side learned valuable lessons as they came from behind three times to draw 3-3. Moussa Dembele gave Celtic the lead before Fernandinho equalised. A deflected Raheem Sterling own goal put Celtic 2-1 in front, but Sterling then scored at the right end to make it 2-2. Dembele scored his second and Celtic's third in the second half, but Nolito equalised again to make it 3-3. Afterwards, Guardiola said, "We scored three goals away and didn't win. We gave three goals but created three or four more clear chances. It was an amazing effort," he said, "to recover from that situation in this stadium against a team who had lost three of their last 24 games in the Champions League at home. It was maybe a good lesson for us how important it is to start well. It is not easy to recover one goal, so imagine two or three. It was mentally a shock at the start of each half to concede a goal after 2 minutes in the second half. Aside from the first 5 or 10 minutes, we played well. We created chances," he said. City were looking to make it 11 wins in a row since the start of the season and become the first English team to do that since Spurs back in 1960. However, the first setback did not overly concern Guardiola ahead of a game against Tottenham this weekend. He said, "I didn't speak to my players about the record. I'm pretty sure the players didn't think they were going to win every game this season. It is impossible. Not even the best world team in the world can do that. We didn't lose, and on the balance, the players did really well," he said. "We had the chances." Elsewhere, just some news on the transfer front. Sevilla apparently want to keep Sami Nasri on a permanent basis, but they've been told by City that they will need to splash out £10 million next summer to land him.